Most of Nome's athletes have competed in Indigenous games since they were little kids. But at today's practice, Coach Marjorie Tabone has them trying something new.
Well, Snow Snake is a traditional Athabascan game.
Because it's Athabascan, it's new to the Nome competitors, who are used to playing Inuit games. This is their first time practicing the outdoor event. In the parking lot outside the Nome Recreation Center, they take turns throwing a 5-foot-long spear along the ice-packed asphalt. They throw it underhanded, and it glides across the snow like a snake.
They used to use that as a way to hunt and stun animals on the ice. So birds, for example, a ptarmigan, they would throw the spear from far away and hit and stun the bird, and they would run up and you know, wring its neck and get game that way.
At the Arctic Winter Games, the furthest distance in 3 tries wins, and Tabone says the best athletes can propel the spear as far as 500 feet. Nome's competitors may not reach that level yet, since they're new to Snow Snake, but Tabone says Team Alaska will be a strong contender in most events. Zach Tozier is on the team. He's a junior at Nome Belts High School, and he's competed in Native Games for 6 years. This will be his first Arctic Winter Games, and he says he's excited for one event in particular.
Probably the Indian Stick Pole.
Stick Pole has 2 competitors stand side by side, with their opposite feet braced against one another. Between them, they each grasp one end of a tapered stick that's been greased. At the signal, they pull, and whoever wrenches the stick free from their opponent's hand wins the round.
And grip. Go! Good! It's all right, you'll figure out your grip. Okay, who's next?
Like Snow Snake, Stick Pole is a best-of-3 event. Tozier says he likes the skill because it's not just about brute strength. He says it also tests finesse, patience, and strategy in how you grip the stick, when you twist it, and when you just hold on.
Most of the games are like strength-based, so it's kind of different when you're just trying to hang on to a slimy stick.
Stick Pole has its origins in Arctic peoples needing to grab and hold slippery fish. So while Tozier aims to medal in the event, he says competing is really about connecting with his family's past and participating in tradition. He says it means a lot to him, especially since many Native games were banned during periods of colonization and cultural assimilation.
It's bringing back my culture, as it was just pretty much decimated, I guess, when Alaska was taken over, I guess. So it's just a nice way to immerse yourself into it.
Coach Tabone's team is training for the Native events, but that's only one part of the Arctic Winter Games.
There's skiing, there's basketball, there's wrestling, figure skating, hockey, and then there's us, Arctic sports and Dene games. And, you know, we really bring the culture to the games, I think.
Tabone competed in 3 Arctic Winter Games before turning coach. She says one of her favorite parts is meeting other Indigenous athletes. There are potlucks where Alaskans can socialize with competitors from Canada, Greenland, and other Arctic nations. She says teams exchange their national pins with one another and sometimes hold a blanket toss just for fun.
You know, it's not about winning. It's not about winning at all over there. I mean, we'd really like it if, you know, we left with some medals, but really, I just want them to have fun and enjoy themselves, and they socialize and they meet people and they experience other things. Just kind of have a good adventure over there in Greenland.
And maybe Nome's athletes will even introduce their international opponents to a local tradition, the celebratory seal call. For KNOM, I'm Laura Craigle in Nome.